Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we'll be talking about how to get an acting coach if you can't afford one. That sounds like a catch-22, right? It's like an impossible situation. How do I get a coach if I can't afford a coach? Well, luckily, there's actually a few realistic ways that you can do this, and I'll be outlining them in depth for you in this podcast. But before I do that, I'd like to very briefly just tell you about my own coaching services for actors. I work with actors all over the world through Zoom and online to help them get unstuck and move their careers forward. And I actually help with both the career side and the performance side. I studied for a number of years at NYU for film directing, and I've actually written and directed 2 feature-length films. And so I do actually work with a lot of actors coaching them, particularly when we shoot scenes for their reels. So I have 2 main offerings for coaching. One is my affordable email coaching program, where we communicate primarily through text and audio recordings via email. On occasion, if we need to, we'll set up a one-off Zoom session. Otherwise, I also have a more in-depth Zoom coaching program where we do live weekly sessions together. Please email me if you're interested at martin@cityheadshots.com if you'd like to learn more. So, how do you get a coach if you can't afford one? Well, there are 6 main ways that you can do that. So, the first and I'd like to think one of the best ways is to barter. So, many coaches actually need other services to help them grow their own coaching business, whether that's professional photos, or social media management, or graphic design for a logo, any other service that you might offer. Basically, you want to reach out and be honest with them. So it's sort of like, hey, listen, I am at this time unable to afford your coaching, but I wanted to know if there's anything that you'd be open to in regards to bartering. I have a number of different skills. I could help you with social media management. Heck, I could even do babysitting or mow your lawn. You'd be surprised at how many people want simple help with just basic things and would be open to making something like that work. In fact, I actually do barters with people on occasion. So if you want to do coaching with me or you want to work with me and you have something that you think I could use or might need, feel free to email me. Again, that's martin@cityheadshots.com. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at cityheadshots, C-I-T-Y, headshots with an S.com. If you want actor coaching and if you have something that you'd like to barter, and we'll see if we can make something work. So now, the second way that you can get an acting coach if you can't afford one, well, this one isn't necessarily completely like getting an actual coach, but it's still a way to work on your technique, and that is through self-study. So there are many, many resources online, like YouTube videos and books that were actually created by acting coaches that allow you to improve your technique, especially if you record yourself performing and then you watch it back through the lens of what you just learned. So that is one of the best possible ways that I've found to help actors improve is you watch some videos, you learn about the performance, then you record something on camera and you watch yourself performing it and basically critically analyze it as if you are your own coach. And you can actually fairly significantly improve your acting technique without needing to pay a coach by doing that. Okay, number 3, what I call back and forth coaching. So if you spend a little bit of time self-studying, you're probably going to start to get pretty decent at noticing what does and doesn't work in a performance. You may even be able to look at other people's performances through what you now know about acting and say, oh, that performance looks off, or that person didn't make clear choices, or whatever. And because of this knowledge and you being much more confident in your own abilities, you can actually reach out to another actor that you know and offer to coach them one to one, like back and forth coaching. So you'd give them feedback and then they'll give you feedback on your performance. You just want to make sure that they're actually a good actor, obviously, before offering this, because you don't want to be coached by someone who doesn't know anything about acting. But from what you'll have learned doing the self-study, not only will you be able to help them, but you should be able to know whether the actor that you're actually thinking of working with is any good. Okay, number four, free coaches, coaches that are not charging any money. So there are actually many new coaches, acting coaches out there. There's always people trying to start their own actor coaching business. And they are offering their services for free just to build up a portfolio. So they probably already know how to coach. Maybe they taught a class in the past, like an acting class, and now they're ready to branch out on their own and they're trying to start freelance coaching. You can just use Google or even put out posts on social media that say that you're looking for a coach to work with for free. And in exchange, you'll promise to write them a detailed testimonial or even do a case study with them as a thank you. These testimonials, and especially these case studies where they kind of go more deeper into your process and your progress from before and after, this type of thing is very, very valuable for a coach who's trying to build their practice, because it helps them get more clients much more easily who are going to pay. So many coaches who are starting out, and even some coaches that have been doing it for a bit, might be willing to coach you for some time for free in exchange for a great detailed testimonial and case study. Number five. Okay, this one is not specifically one-to-one coaching, but you'll still get one-to-one feedback, and that is free classes or workshops. So there are plenty of free or low-cost classes and workshops out there where you'll have the opportunity to be coached one-to-one by a teacher from time to time. These are obviously going to be a lot more affordable than doing private one-to-one coaching with someone. So try that out. If you've never taken an acting class, or you know, you're fairly new, that's my definite recommendation first before you start looking for a private coach, just to kind of get a sense of how it all works and meet some other actors and see where different people are. You want that experience of being like in the room with a group of people working on something together. Now, the last one, number six, is community theater. So if you join a local community theater, and this actually could also apply in some cases to student films, okay? They're not going to be paying you, but in some cases, student film directors may actually be willing to give you some coaching on set. They're not going to be as good, though, as a community theater, because they're a student filmmaker, so they're still fairly new, but you can get free stuff from them. But the better way, especially if you have an interest in performing on stage, is a community theater, because you'll be able to get free coaching and direction from other experienced actors or directors that are involved in the production, because they just want to help you improve. You're there, you're all learning together, and it's a community event, basically. Some of the people that you meet there might even mentor you on the business and career side of things as well. Okay, so there you have it. Six great ways to get coached in your acting for free or almost for free. Honestly, all it takes is a little bit of work from you to actually reach out to the people and see who's willing to do it with you. Honestly, most people don't ever take advantage of this because they're just afraid to ask. And the fact of the matter is that pretty much most of the time, whoever you reach out to does not know who you are, does not care that you're asking for free coaching, and is not going to judge you or think that you're a weirdo or get annoyed at you for asking. At worst, they're just going to ignore your email and move on. But in order to get something that's worthwhile, you have to be willing to put in a little bit of work and actually reach out to these people yourself and move past your fears. So you have to take action if you want this to actually work for you. And that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. All I have is one ask of you. So if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so that you don't miss future episodes. Subscribing also helps me because it makes these episodes more easily findable for other actors who could benefit as well. So I really appreciate the subscribe, and I definitely look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Have a great day.